On the next episode of Sip Suds and Smokes.
I am excited to be in the basement today. It's a Scotch show, baby.
Yeah, me too. Hell with these idiots. So our sip segments are about wine, distilled spirits, tea, coffee, and anything else you can sip. And here are the whiskeys we're going to discuss today. We have the Daff Mill 2010 Cask Strength.
Woohoo.
We have Compass Box Metropolis, Compass Box Art and Decadence, Compass Box Delos, Compass Box Celestial, and Compass Box Ultramarine.
Compass Box is a company that is well known to fans of our show. Founded in 2000 by John Glazer, Compass Box is one of the most innovative whiskey blenders in the world. Sourcing casks from different distilleries and using the blender's art to come out with a unique and superior product.
We'll be right back after this break. Almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sipping time.
Hey, it's sipping time again. Welcome to this Sips episode where everything good in life is worth discussing.
Are we already on the air?
No.
Man, I think you jumped the gun, man.
No, we're not on the air.
Jeez.
No. I mean, if we
everything
were,
good in life is worth discussing,
if we were on the air, then you'd have to put your pants back on.
Yeah.
So
now, Brent's the one with no pants.
Well, he doesn't own pants.
It's Scottish.
Yeah,
you're something. We're the best thing on at 2 a.m. on NPR.
Yeah, we're the best thing on at 2 a.m. in Kazakhstan. So, yeah, maybe. No, maybe.
No, Outlander reruns are on.
Oh.
Well, they kind of got rid of, I mean, the reruns, after the first season, it's kind of like, you know, no more sex scenes.
I think
stuff,
they just keep playing Borat over and over on a loop.
Yeah. Oh, that would be good.
That would
wouldn't
be good.
It? That would be good.
I'd rather
we could
watch
lose out
Borat
to that
than listen to this show.
Yeah.
Don't probably say things like that.
Yeah. What?
That's true. Mean. Yeah.
You're a horrible person. It's like people who come into my store and say, "Yeah, I haven't seen you lately because I've been cutting down on my drinking." That's just insulting. I care about your health, but you don't give up drinking.
Well, do you want them to tell the truth? We're not coming in because I can't stand you.
No, they come back for me, baby.
Oh, sure they
go,
do.
Go.
Keep telling yourself
do
that.
Do the express the intro. We've gone off the rails again.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this is Made Man Bob, and joining me today, our Made Man Brent.
Pleasure to be here, even though it's a Scottish episode.
And Made Man Maury.
I wore my thigh-high wellies today because I got a feeling we'll be wading in it deep.
And good old boy Justin.
It's a pleasure to be here, Bob.
That was a weird accent,
yeah,
Justin.
That was off. And good old boy Harm.
Thanks for having me, Bob. I am excited to be in the basement today. It's a Scotch show, baby.
Yeah, me too. Hell with these idiots. So our sip segments are about wine, distilled spirits, tea, coffee, and anything else you can sip. And here are the whiskeys we're going to discuss today. We have the Daff Mill 2010 Cask Strength.
Woohoo.
We have Compass Box Metropolis, Compass Box Art and Decadence, Compass Box Delos, Compass Box Celestial, and Compass Box Ultramarine.
Nice. So, we could have done a takeover show if we had more Compass Box. Hey, guys at Compass Box, send us 6 whiskeys next time.
Yeah, what are you going to do? I had 5.
Or
what are
8. You do? We normally do 8.
Well, we're going to change the format. We're doing more commercials now.
All right. So we're going to give you our sips ratings along with our signature sounds.
I'm going to start with, we're going to go round robin today. So, best Scottish accents,
best
right?
Best Scottish accent, yes.
All right. Give me a glass of water to wash out my mouth.
It's
the best I can do. There's Indians in Scotland.
Yeah, who do you think's making the curry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bob, your turn.
All right. 2 sips. Nice. What else you have? From Southern Scotland.
Well, isn't that nice?
Three sips. Interesting. What else this again?
Wait. What the?
The leprechaun invaded Scotland.
Mari.
All I know is I'm holding really tightly onto my Lucky Charms right now.
What did you say, three?
Yes.
You're four.
Four. You're on four.
Four sips. Let's keep this one a secret to ourselves. Pour me another.
Sounds like...
He's from Jersey.
Sounds like Rocky on Valium.
Is it Philly? Okay. Okay. Justin, bring it home. Bring it home, Justin.
Five sips.
Oh, my, Miss Money Penny. I was unaware anything could be this good.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
You cheated by bringing Money Penny in. Yeah.
That was pretty weak.
Yes, I would have been.
I mean, that was pretty damn weak. I mean, good Lord.
He's done better Scottish. What are we drinking, though?
All right. Well, Brent, tell us about our first whiskey.
Thanks, Bob. The first whiskey we have is Daffmill 2010 cask strength. This is 58.7% ABV, 117.4 proof. It's aged in 15 first fill ex-bourbon cask. It's distilled between January and July 2010 at 2,400 bottles output.
This is a 12-year-old.
I think it's really important. It's actually 13. It was bottled in 2023. That would be an important tidbit. Oh.
But and it's actually 12 years though. They count the number of months.
Yeah. So Daffmill is a family farm owned and operated by the brothers Francis and Ian Cuthbert. Their main enterprises are growing cereals, mainly barley, rearing beef cattle, and growing potatoes. So in June 2003, the family applied for planning permission to convert the old mill buildings into a distillery. It took most of 2004 and 2005 to repair the buildings and install all the equipment. By St. Andrew's Day 2005, when they received their license from Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs, they began distilling. In the distillery, they used the barley from the farm and the water from their own artesian well. The spent grains from distilling are used to feed the farm's cattle. The leftover liquid from the distillation is stored in a large tank on the farm, then sprayed onto the grass or barley stubble as fertilizer. The warm water that was used to cool the stills is either kept to be used for the next mash or is pumped into the duck pond where any heat is lost. It also helps stop the pond from freezing over in the winter. The distillery operates on a seasonal basis around the farming calendar. Daffmill began distilling in 2005 and did not release their first product until 2018.
Nice.
Yeah.
I got my first Daffmill in Florida in 2022.
Yeah, so the color on this, really light straw, really light color on this. But on the nose, I get floral and a little bit of banana bread, mostly banana bread on this.
No.
Oh, yeah.
You're so wrong. Go ahead. Just
on the palate.
I'll correct you later.
On the palate, it's a nice oily palate. You get butter, white pepper, it pops out, the banana bread. It's just a nice, clean, crisp palate on this. It's very refreshing. Nice finish. It's very enjoyable. You know, for a bourbon guy, this is probably the one that I would pick out to enjoy for the day.
This is definitely a bourbon guy's scotch. You're right.
Yeah. Justin, what do you think about this?
So the nose was like malty, sweet, pretty standard for scotch nose. Kind of reminded me of Speyside, but it's got a little spicier than it normally would be.
This is a lowland, but yeah, I can understand why you're saying Speyside.
The palate was sweet, malty, and a little grassy, and the finish was light. I thought it was pleasant. What'd you think, Maury?
I couldn't agree with you more, Justin. I know it's a rarity, but I thought it was pleasant, nice, easy drinking. Could definitely hang out almost anywhere doing anything, sipping on it all day. A little highball, a little sparkle, and an ice cube.
Oh, highball would be perfect with this.
This would be a perfect highball.
It's expensive highball, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not cheap, but you know, listen, they're farm to glass. They're doing it the right way. They've done a really amazing job. This is, you know, one of their early...
And they're turning up projects. Properly aged whiskeys. They're not turning out.
Yeah, they didn't screw up. Because they're making money as farmers.
Yeah.
Ah.
So they're able to hold on to it
wait
for 12 a while.
Years.
Right. So okay. The first release in Florida that was available was the 9-year-old Daffmill and was absolutely stunning. This is a pale gold color, and I got sweet red apples. on the nose. And Brent, I said you were wrong on the banana bread. I don't know what it is. It's the, maybe the power of suggestion, or because I added a couple drops of
definitely.
Water.
Definitely.
It's the banana bread. You're no, right. I was going to say you were wrong, but added water to it, I got the banana bread.
All right, I'm going to add the water, but I didn't get any banana or banana bread.
Sweet red apple, grapes, plums, banana bread. And then on the palate, with the water especially, the banana bread with the walnuts. You got the nuts in there, and you got chocolate, and you got great spice at the finish.
That's my favorite way to have banana bread, but I just have this conversation.
You don't put walnuts in a banana bread?
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, I'm thrilled.
You get the walnut. I'm telling you.
But I'm not getting any of that.
You are so broken, Rory. Just broken.
Apparently I am.
Sweet and gorgeous, and that nuttiness, it's coming out. And it's, and Justin, you said it was a light finish. I just got medium long.
Water added.
Oh, water.
Bob, what do you think?
The water was huge. Before. Yeah. If you get one of these.
It's 117.4 proof. It's cast strength.
Yeah.
Add a little water to open it up.
But I've added the water. I'm still not getting the banana.
Yeah. Big, big, big difference.
No, it's not fresh banana. It's banana bread.
Yeah. I'm not getting
the
bread.
It's the nuttiness. It's the bread. Nuts. It's really good. Sweetness.
Delicious. Sweet.
Harm's craving carbs.
I am craving carbs.
Apples.
Yeah. Your sugar is spiking, Harm.
And the water on this one, usually the water. We always preach to add water, and sometimes it helps, and sometimes it doesn't do anything.
It's not, if you own the bottle, it's not going to hurt to add water. If you're at a bar,
really, it opened it up for me big time. I mean, I already liked it before, but after adding water, the palate just almost exploded.
There's a reason why it's expensive. Like Maury said, grain to glass, the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely delicious. From a farm producer, which is awesome, this is great. Like Maury said, they're doing it the right way, so... We're going to be giving the Daff Mill 2010 Cask Strength an extremely well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
We'll be back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling. Wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows. My hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back. We just finished talking about the delicious Daff Mill 2010 cask strength. So we're going to go to our next whiskey, and we're going to have Maury tell us about that.
Thank you, Bob. Compass Box is a company that is well known to fans of our show. Founded in 2000 by John Glazer, a former marketing director at Johnny Walker, Compass Box is one of the most innovative whiskey blenders in the world. Sourcing casks from different distilleries and using the blender's art to come out with a unique and superior product. Rather than handcuff themselves by strictly adhering to old ways, Compass Box has made a name for themselves through creativity, innovation, and occasionally a little irreverence in their quest to make blends cool again. After 23 years at the helm, John Glazer retired and turned the reins over to current blending team headed up by James Saxon, who has been a whiskey maker at Compass Box since 2019. The first whiskey is the Compass Box Metropolis. It's 49% ABV or 98 proof, natural color, non-chill filtered. It is a limited edition of 5,910 bottles. The third released in the Extinct Blends Quartet, Metropolis uses some of their rarest and most mature stocks. It centers around nutty and biscuity single malt from the Aberlour Distillery, aged in recharred American oak barrels. This is supported by citrusy and vanilla-accented single malt from the Milton Duff Distillery. a blended grain parcel, and a hint of herbal smoke courtesy of malt whiskey from Bowmore Distillery complete the complex recipe. The color of this whiskey is a very pale straw. On the nose, there
it's
are notes.
Pale straw. It's just straw, dude. Pale straw is Sauvignon Blanc. It's got more color.
Okay. It's a day-old straw. A little bit of honey, vanilla, fudge, hint of apricot and fresh fig on the nose.
Oh, yeah.
The palate has a really nice viscosity. It's rich. It's complex. There's definitely a hint of a little smoke and woodiness on the palate. And then it sort of lingers on, medium to long. It just sort of dances on your palate and eventually fades off. It's a very interesting whiskey. Pleasant, light, easy drinking, and has lots of different layers to it. What do you think, Justin?
So on the nose, it was malty, light note, like a malt chocolate, really.
It's not Whoppers, though.
A little bit of prunes.
Not enough chocolate.
Slightly smoky. On the palate, it was really delicious. It was fruity, chocolatey. The smokiness on this was not on the palate, but it was on the finish. And it was a little salty, too. And water didn't change it too much for me. What did you think, Brent?
Yeah, so for this one, I kind of thought I was in the Hawaiian Islands. I had that, you know, the pineapple and the other fruits. It just kind of seemed like I was taken off to an island. And then it got ruined to me by the smoke.
I love it.
No, because I just thought that the smoke didn't have to be there.
We all have different tastes.
No, I didn't think the smoke had to be there. I think that it kind of distracts from what this could have been.
The beautiful fruitiness.
Yeah, island was on
fire.
For
what it could have been. I think, it's just, it's almost like they added the smoke just to have another texture or layer to it. And I don't think it needed it.
Well, that's because you're a bourbon guy. And, you know, I regularly make fun of bourbon guys when they come into my store. I sell them bourbon. I'll still sell you bourbon. But let me say, I freaking love this whiskey, dude. This is because I love that smoke with the sweet. The sweet, you hit it on the head with the pineapple, right? And the tropical notes. Maury, you said apricot, what did you say?
Yeah.
Maybe it's off the air, but so vanilla, pineapple, apricot. The fruit is all there, but there's hints of smoke on the nose, but on the palate is when the smoke really hits.
Right.
I love that texture. I love that whole flavor.
I just love everything about it, except that I didn't think it needed that.
You don't want the smoke.
I don't need that smoke on this one.
I want the smoke. I just absolutely like that. Bob, what do you think?
I don't think you could have the pineapple without the smoke, because I'm pretty sure that pineapple's coming from the Bowmore.
Oh, you're right. I didn't think about that. The Aberlour is bringing the other fruits in. The pineapple is coming from Bowmore.
Yeah. It reminded me of...
Bowmore also brings in violets.
Yeah. Buchanan's pineapple, but someone finished it with smoke.
Well, Buchanan's pineapple is just an abomination.
Yeah. A lot of Iowa whiskeys have that pineapple. So you're not going to get that without putting in something
smoky. Ardbeg is another famous one for their 19-year-old is like roasted. Like if you roasted pineapple on a grill, that's Ardbeg 19. Yeah.
I absolutely love this. The pineapple is there. It doesn't knock you over with the smoke on the nose at all.
Mm. No, it's just a hint on the. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm getting the less hints of like. Who said butter? Somebody said butter.
Brent did.
Right. Yeah.
But the tropical fruity, the pineapple is still there on the palate. Mm. Raisins. And just a nice. A touch of smoke, just enough to let you know it's there.
Raisins.
Not anything to hit you over the head. No. Delicious.
The smoke doesn't hit you over the head. I just don't think...
Did you add water or no?
Yeah, I did add water to it. Yeah.
And that brought more smoke or more sweet?
I don't think it changed it at all for me, but I just think it didn't need the smoke on this one. I would have enjoyed it much more if I didn't have that smokiness. And you guys enjoyed it more because of the smokiness.
We like smoke, yeah.
Right. So, I mean, it's two different views on it of what you like, though.
Well, we're going to be giving the Compass Box Metropolis 3 sips.
It's because you guys weighed it down.
Mm-hmm.
Weighed it down totally.
All right, so take us to our next one, Arm.
Oh, thanks, Bob. Compass Box Art and Decadence is 49% ABV, 98 proof, no color added. They do light filtration, non-chill filtered. It's a limited edition of 9,496 bottles.
It's a lot of bottles.
That's almost 10,000 bottles. I mean, you can still call that limited edition in Scotland, but that wouldn't be for bourbon. Yeah. But Scotch has a bigger range. So the Art and Deckness is built on malt whiskey from the Belmenic Distillery, finished separately for almost a year in not one but three different ex-wine casks, Madeira, Sauternes, and Marsala, which I freaking love all of these casks. To this base, they added malt whiskey from the Linkwood Distillery in aged in Palo Cortado sherry season butts, malt whiskey from the Glenmorae Distillery finished in Oloroso sherry season butts, and grain whiskey from the now-closed Port Dundas Distillery, which adds silk and gloss. The color is...
The description is just, like, yeah, unbelievable.
I know. Maury is a bigger Compass Box fan than me, but we disagreed. We tasted... We always taste before the show, obviously, and we take our notes. But we disagree on these whiskeys. Yeah. Maury's not as impressed as I am. I really love
the old Compass Box.
Yeah, I think James is doing a good job, too, dude. So the color here is a beautiful beaten copper. The nose is just so rich with fruit and butterscotch and wine notes. This is all here. There's toffee. There's banana. There's apple. There's that grassy note from the Linkwood, which is also sweet. This total butterscotch bomb. And on the palate, dried fruit, lots of vanilla, tons of spice, but like not like sweet spices, like cardamom and cinnamon. And oh God, I just can't stop smelling this. The butterscotch is rich and ripe, and there's apricot, there's apple, there's so much going on. And the finish is long. I freaking love this. And Maury, tell me why you hated it.
No, I didn't hate it. Actually, what I want to say is I'm coming to see a lot of what you just said. It just took a long time to open up. When I poured it out of the bottle,
needs time in the glass.
It had none of those notes. And now, I hate to admit it, you might actually be right on most of the things you've said. A lot of those notes have jumped out of the glass now that it's had an hour to sit in the glass.
It didn't need the whole hour.
The average American is not going to wait an hour. They want to drink it the minute they pour it.
Don't care. Make them wait.
Brent, what do you think?
I thought there was too much going on. I thought there was too much going on with it. It was too many finishes. There was, I think.
Brett's a simple man. He needs his corn.
No, I mean, I see where you get those, but they just didn't work for me.
Okay. He's corn fed from the Midwest.
That's right. Oh.
Is that all you got?
That's what I got. I don't want to say anything, you know, more about it. Go ahead.
No flavors, no nothing that you pulled out of it? Nothing out of the nose in particular that you liked or didn't like?
I like the raisins the most.
Right, the raisins most. All right.
I like big butts. I cannot lie.
I've heard that.
Big sherry butts.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf. Iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and we're just finishing up our thoughts on the Compass Box Art and Decadence. I'm with Harm. I think this is one of the best things I've had, and I can't remember how long. I mean, it's got a beautiful color to it. Really, just a lovely hue. You
killed it?
He's the one who's complaining. Yeah, Brett just killed the bottle. Yeah.
Just killed it.
They killed it. There wasn't anything left in it. I wanted to go back.
You got
to
revisit.
But the butterscotch on this is huge.
See, I didn't get the butterscotch. I think that's a
nose.
I think that's a major thing for me is I didn't get that.
Like butterscotch.
Is your glass clean? Here, smell
custard.
Butterscotch, baby.
Mm.
I guess maybe I didn't pour enough in my glass, and you guys.
I was a pig. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, just absolutely delicious. And on the palate, raisins and chocolate.
Yeah.
Like a dried fruit medley, almost like a Christmas fruit cake.
It's not that sweet, and it's not the same fruits.
No, not sweet, but no, just
right. You're saying some of the same fruits.
That right. Dried, fruity.
I think it is like a fruitcake, and I'm not a big fruitcake
no,
fan.
No, you guys are wrong. This is not the fruitcake whiskey. Whatever. But you get what you get. It's all subjective. I understand that, but you're still wrong.
Well, it's because your mother never let you at Christmas because she hated you.
My mother
you.
Didn't love me. I
exactly.
Know.
So,
hey,
well, she fed you with a slingshot.
I know his mother.
Yeah.
She's a good woman.
And she still doesn't
that's
like
why,
him.
That's why she has good taste.
Yeah, she still doesn't like him.
She knew better than to give me love.
absolutely delicious. So we're going to give the Compass Box Art and Decadence a well-deserved 4 sips.
Under protest.
Yeah,
you
me
guys
too.
Keep weighing these down.
Mm-hmm. All right, Justin, tell us about our next one.
So now we get to talk about Compass Box Delos. 49% alcohol by volume. It says it's 98 proof. I guess that's the math. Natural colored, non-chill filtered.
Multiply by two.
Limited edition of 5,520 bottles. I guess minus the one we got. The second release in the Extinct Blends Quartet.
Hey, we didn't get a full bottle.
Yeah, we only got small bottles.
But we can pretend it's big. Delos was created with
just like your wife.
That's exactly.
She pretends well.
Exactly. Thank God she can pretend. Delos was created with malt whiskeys from the Glen Elgin, Imperial, and Milton Duff distilleries, all from American oak barrels. Bring enticing exotic fruit and vanilla notes, while lush and fragrant grain whiskey preserves the delicate mouthfeel that was Asylas hallmark. So it was a light color.
Asylo was one of their first
their
original
core
releases.
Original releases.
Yeah, back in the day.
Right out of the bottle, I got a wet t-shirt in the t-shirt washing machine too long, but that faded off over time.
Now, that depends on what detergent and what fabric.
Spring break. Too much time on spring break in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, it kind of reminded me of Fabuloso.
Jesus, you're so wrong.
Ran out of detergent, just used the floor cleaner.
Oh, my God.
Well, it'll get it done.
This is definitely spring break 2005 for you.
I'm outwitting morons.
But now the nose is lovely. Nice fruits, kind of like a citric oil now. And
it's orange peel. It's orange peel, dude.
No, it reminds me of like orange peel that you set on fire and the
You're fancy.
The citric,
you fancy boy.
Drops come out.
Charred orange peel
They do with the bars. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Like that. And then I got South American fruits like guavas
from
and
India.
Pineapples and
you guys don't, I don't know, is guava from India or South America? I don't know where it originated, but I know
a nice like Thai iced tea.
Oh yeah,
kind of note going on there.
That and the tea note's a good call.
Finish was like black tea.
Yeah,
totally. A little bit of cardamom. That's it. That's all I got.
So this was my favorite of all of the ones we have today. So all those tropical fruits and then like a vanilla cream with it. And it was nice. It was just nice and pleasant. It was kind of a little bit creamy in the mouth and a little oily at the same time. It was a combination of it. So I enjoyed it. It wasn't bad.
That's as good as we're going to get from you for scotch.
Well, for scotch, I mean, it's...
That's a run out and buy.
He's getting a little excited over
here. Hey, bud, let's get that 20% back on.
Yeah, I enjoyed that one. It was.
I'm a little concerned about him at this particular juncture.
You think? You know, I actually, as concise and to the point as Brent was, he was spot on. It was pleasant. It was polite. It was nice. It was very tropical compared to the other stuff. I would agree. I love the mouthfeel. I love the finish. I love the nose. I thought this was the most reminiscent of John Glazer days at Compass Box. And for that reason, it did remind me of Asylas. And I was a big fan of Asylas, one of their early core whiskeys. And I like this very much. I could sit and drink this all day.
So, to me, Asyla was my least favorite whiskey from Compass Box.
Yes, but it was still very good.
It was good, but it was too much grain whiskey. And I'm not a huge grain whiskey fan, which I'm a Scotch guy. I like single malts. There's grain in here, but not a lot. There's a blend of malt and grain whiskeys, corn and wheat whiskeys. So that's what appealed to Brent, because he's a bourbon guy. And to me, the nose, Brent, you said, and both of you guys said the right things. The tropical fruits, the orange peel, he says it's charred. To me, I pulled that out. It's wheat. It's smoky. It's fantastic. Bob, what do you think?
Well, now smoky. I have no time to talk, so.
It's not smoky.
I think it's delicious. I think really there's not much I would change for this.
Is more than enough time for
some
you.
Beautiful fruits, some white chocolate on
Liberty.
It. It's got a nice mouthfeel.
My cog.
It's got a great viscosity to it. I love it. So
it's awesome, dude.
You know, I think it was fantastic. I just wish they had sent us a bigger bottle of it. So we're going to give the Compass Box Delos 4 sips.
That's classified.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the line of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a
Hey, and we're back. We just finished up with the Compass Box Delos, and now we are going on to our next whiskey from Compass Box, which is the Compass Box Celestial. It's 50% ABV, 100 proof, natural color, non-chill filtered. 5,532 bottles of this were produced. This is the fourth and the last of the Extinct Blends Quartet. Celestial accentuates the smokiness of its forebear, drawing on malt whiskeys from Ardbeg and Coahuila.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm excited.
Woo!
Where's the I'm aroused sound effect? I need that one.
I am nobody can very tell. Aroused.
Yes. Nobody can tell.
So
I break out my binoculars. Oh, yes, he is excited.
So these two whiskeys were these were batches that they bought 6 years ago for the original No Name release. So
oh, No Name was one of my favorite
releases.
Yeah, so releases.
That's where these two came from. So yeah.
There was two No Name releases, or three. Maybe there's four now. Jeez. So good. So
beautiful color, light golden hue to it, kind of a sunflower. The smoke on it, light to medium smoke. It's more of a, I get a salinity to it.
How do you say light smoke?
I know that. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
I think he's drunk.
No, I think you guys
the rest of us think it's a heavy smoke, and I'm a smokehead like you.
But there's definitely a sea air to it.
Oh, yeah. Ocean. That's Ardbeg.
Definitely that. There's definitely the saltiness to it.
Coahuila and Ardbeg are there.
And on the palate, hold on. It's got a nice flowing coat to it. It gets the whole palate. There's a sweetness to it that comes through the smoke.
There's your Coahuila.
There's definitely there's some roasted pineapple in there. Maybe some papaya. I mean, it's like Carmen Miranda's hat. It's a pile of tropical fruit. Oh, that's delicious. I know they'll hate it, but I don't care. Screw them. What did you think, Harm? We'll just do the show.
I love it just like you did,
Bob.
Let's
just ignore them.
A man with good taste will love this.
Let's just ignore them.
Look, it's polarizing. I understand. If you like peated whiskey,
you'll love this.
You're going to love this. And it's not over the top peat. it's a lot of good smoke.
It's
and
no
salinity.
Octomore, no.
Yeah. It's not. Yeah, it's not octomore. It's not 216 parts per million or whatever. You know, it's close. There's richness. There's such good very spice. Close. I just freaking love this whiskey.
Mm.
Oh my God, and ginger. I'm just smelling it now. I added water to it just recently. I didn't add water before.
Actually, I did
ginger
not
ginger is flowing out. This almost reminds me of like one of those old Talisker special releases that's just like candied ginger. There's sea salt from the air. That like this is Ardbeg and Kalila and Talisker all blended together. But they don't say Talisker. We know there's Ardbeg and Kalila in this one, but it reminds me of the Talisker as well.
And yeah, it's kind of like reminds me of a like a little bit of Talisker, like the Talisker Storm blended in.
Yeah, Storm or that that Game of Thrones release they did, which was Candy Ginger. So there's so much great stuff going on in here, and it's oaky, and there's just tropical fruit in this, but the palate is creamy, and the finish is infinite. Bob, I'm sorry, Brett. Oh, Brett,
the creaminess comes out of the water. Yeah,
Brett,
because I think the smoke overpowers this one.
Correct. And it does a wimp.
I mean,
the rest of this table are wimps.
No, I'm going to say that those other the other notes that you have that they're so minute compared to the smoke. Correct. I think that it takes it distracts from it and it takes away from it.
I understand.
And that's what, you know, so I mean, you it's guys subjective. Love that smoke, but I think that the smoke doesn't allow you to get all those other flavors.
I could not appreciate the pineapple and the tropical notes that he expresses in the ginger.
But you taste them, right? Because it was so overpowered. You taste them.
But you really got to dig deep to find them. That the smoke overpowers them. It's so out of balance.
It's not out of balance.
All right. Just say the right thing. Say the thing I want you to say.
It's smoky.
It's so smoky.
I understand. Did you try water or no?
I tried water. Yes. I added water to it.
Did you bring the ginger and the sweetness out?
Brent added a quart. Is that a lot?
to a
300 parts water to 1 part whiskey.
Right, deal. Exactly. You know,
10 ml of whiskey and a quart of water.
That's, there you go.
Yeah, he's set.
It's just for me. I couldn't get all those other elements. I mean, they're there, but they're so minute compared to the smoke that's on there.
Well, yeah, the base whiskeys are Isla.
You know, so Justin, how about you?
So it was peaty. I got like really cool barbecue smoke on it on the palate. I got more smoke, beef rib, and pork, and the finish was pork and oak.
You know, I enjoyed it. I didn't mention the umami notes. You're very specific about them with beef rib and pork, but yeah. Justin, Maury?
Yeah, well, you just talked about it. Yeah. I mean, listen.
Yep.
We're going to go ahead and move on because we're running out of time. So we're going to give the Compass Box Celestial 3 sips under cream test from this end of the table.
It's more if you're a smokehead and less if you're not.
Tell us about our last one.
Okay, I'll be quick. Quickly. Our last one is Ultramarine, which is the first release from the Extinct Blends. It's 102 proof. No, as before, no color, no chill filtration. 5,000 something bottles made. This is mostly Kalila and Glendullen. So you got smoke and sweet together. And then Cameron Bridge and Girvan for the wheats, the grain whiskies. Well, those are mostly wheat. So this is a beautiful golden color. It's all about toffee and peat. So it's smoke and sweet. A little bit of nuttiness, a lot of raisins, and the smoke is more restrained. If you guys drank the previous whiskey, the Celestial. You would be overpowered. So, I mean, you would drink this one first. What do you think, Brent?
No, this one is more refined. This one here, the smoke kind of enhances the flavor.
It
enhances the flavor. So you get those tropical fruits, you get all those, and it enhances it. So it doesn't overpower it. And
it's
I really like that.
Not as tropical as the previous one,
right?
It's fruit.
Right. With the fruits there. But so I've really enjoyed this one. It was my second favorite of all of the five we did. So
this is the first, and we're doing them out of order. This is the first release.
Yeah, we should have done the last one, the other one last, and this one before this.
I blame Bob.
You know,
all blame Bob.
Right,
Justin.
I got toffee, a little bit of Fabuloso.
Stop with the Fabuloso.
Furniture polish, kind I like. What? Good furniture polish and light peat.
Lemon pledge
on the palate.
That's a plebeian man. He likes the good furniture polish.
Earthy nuts. And smoke, and on the finish, it was like light nuts and smoke, and it was really good.
It's fantastic. Maury, tell us why we're wrong. And you're the one who liked Compass Box the most.
No, I agree with Brent. I thought this one showed much more restraint. There was balance between the smoke and the sweet and the tropical. This one was really lovely. I enjoyed this. This one is something I could sit and sip throughout the day.
This reminds me of a cigar box in the distance. Yeah. Just a cigar box and some dried fruit. Bob?
Why do I have to waste my time outwitting morons?
I don't know.
I'm sorry.
Bob, finish it up, man.
I swear. I think it's lovely. It's got a really pretty nose. The toffee comes through. There's a sweetness that comes through on the tip. Mm. And on the palate. Mm-hmm. Mm. It's nutty, but there's a sweetness to it. It's almost like caramelized walnuts and
I'd raisins. I'd go pecan more than walnut.
Raisins, sultanas,
yeah.
Sticky, sweet, dried fruit.
But it's got an oily palate.
Yeah, it's got a great viscosity to it. The smoke is there, but it's fairly light. It is certainly not overpowering. I mean, there's just a nice underlayment of it. And that's... What's Kahlua? I mean, Kahlua is not the hit you over the head.
Well, the Glendullen is bringing a lot of sweetness, you know. So that's going to moderate the Kahlua smoke.
Yeah. Well, and again, Kahlua is not heavy with the smoke. You know, they're not heavy-handed. So delicious. We're going to give the Compass Box Ultramarine 4 sips.
Just 4?
That's classified.
Just 4.
Just 4.
These guys are weighing it down. I swear to God. I will find you.
No, I mean, it was not a 5 whiskey to me. It wasn't.
Okay, I understand.
It wasn't.
Walking around pouting like your little sister took your last Oreo. Not a traditional Oreo. No, a limited edition Oreo.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm bitter. I'm a little bit bitter. Yeah, thank you.
That's all the time we have for today. I want to thank everybody for joining us. Thank you, Brent.
I suffered, but I made it through. Thank you.
It was a Scott show. Thank you, Maury.
Thank you, Bob. Another fine day in the deep, dark, damp basement.
Thank you, Justin.
Thank you. Great exploring whiskey with all you guys.
And thank you, Arm.
You know, Bob, I've said it before. I don't always mean it, but thank you. This time I do.
You never mean it. Are you kidding? Well, for Sip, Suds, and Smokes, this is Made Man Bob. Thanks for joining us. Remember, life is too short to drink bad whiskey, and fortunately today, we didn't really have to do that. So, hooray.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone, play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions,
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.